about.
Yes. Put me on the radio.
No. Have you never heard my podcast? You just put me on the radio and then just watch the magic happen.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
On Halloween, getting king size candy.
Uh-oh, it's a G. Check the date. Halloween is here. I gotta regulate. My costume look ill like Dallas Buyers. Cat Miss Erdine. Y'all know I'm on fire. Fire. Ring the doorbell and be polite. If you give me king size, I'll be back all night. Cup so many flavors, I can count them. Big, big butterfingers, yeah, I'm about them.
There's a lot of serious stuff in the world right now.
Of course there is.
But then there's also buttholes.
That's
do you know what I mean?
But and then there's also buttholes.
And now.
Why did Kevin cross the road? Because terrorist situations, aliens, maybe it's just something we'll never know the answer to.
Our feature presentation.
How dare you? Mm-hmm. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday morning, the 14th of Rocktober. Yeah, it is. Happy genocidal and racist conqueror day, everybody.
Okay. That's the official name.
I think that's what they officially call it now. Hey, not to, you know, for the guy who took Thursday and Friday off, not to, you know, start off complaining, but this is a federal holiday. Today's a federal holiday. No,
is it?
No mail,
yeah.
Schools. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an actual federal holiday.
Huh.
So.
Why are we here?
I mean, that's so, one way to put
we're
it.
We're not in the air till 6, if we all leave. But we all have to stay together
yeah.
and leave.
Yeah. We
what?
We have to drive home together.
Yes. And then we just say, oh, we thought Columbus Day was a holiday. Oh, wait, we were supposed to work today?
What?
We had no idea.
We're very angry about this.
There's no mail.
Yes, and by the way, when there's no mail, I'm so sad. I really shouldn't be working anyway because
right.
that's a black day on my calendar.
Sure,
you know,
it's gotta be black.
Yeah, because it's sad because I'm sad. Mm. Anyway, hi Allie.
Hi Bean.
Hi Jensen.
Hello.
Hi Kevin.
Hey.
Hey. What's the haps out there this morning? What's a lot of drama just getting into work today?
Well, Muggs texted us from his car, Jensen and I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we kind of go the same way, and mm-hmm. there's been a huge accident or accidents
yeah. mm-hmm.
on the 101 pretty much right outside our houses.
All eastbound lanes, all eastbound lanes of the 101 freeway at White Oak and Encino remain closed for a fatal crash. That's the report.
So that seems bad, right?
And it yeah. was, I mean, it was a parking lot.
So Muggs is our sacrificial lamb. He's
yes.
the one that took one for the team and then alerted you guys and said, don't get stuck in this. Go around.
100%.
What a love bug.
Took one for the team.
He was
the first row in the Army.
Yeah.
And we said, go out there, watched him die, and then we went around him.
Right.
Right.
He was in that first boat at Normandy.
Yes.
But he died for us.
For our sake.
And so we can't
yeah.
just throw that away. We have
no.
to make, yeah, we have to honor it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey, Muggs.
So, what's this situation
out there?
How tired
can you be? You've just been sitting there.
it's literally taken me an hour to go 1 mile.
Mm.
And I think
you should speed up.
Well, yeah, I'll cause another accident that way
oh,
if I
see.
Do that.
Okay.
But, I just got off at White Oak off the 101, so now I'm driving.
Just
through,
now?
Just now.
Wow.
I'm driving,
it's yeah, like a mile from my house.
I'm driving through the Mid Valley to get to where the 101 and the 405 are via Sepulveda. But when I got off at White Oak, there were probably 10 CHP squad cars. There was a news van there.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on right now? But I mean, I'm hopping on.
I think, unfortunately, what I heard on the way in is there may be a death involved,
yeah.
and when that happens, they have to really do a thorough search.
But you keep complaining about how bad it is for you, Muggs.
Yeah, Why does somebody have to die when I'm trying to make it work on time?
Right? Inconsiderate.
That is the spirit. So I'm trying to figure out the timeline here, because was Muggs the one who alerted you, Jensen, and you, Kevin, that there was trouble?
Yeah.
So he, in other words, it happened too recently for him to Waze and get a heads up himself. So he got stuck in it.
Well, why would any of us have Wazed? You know, I never do in the morning because it's so quick.
Right.
And it's always open.
Yeah. And I'm hoping for the Paul Revere to be like, guys, do not go this way. And we got it this time. So
now, Muggs, do you use Waze?
I just got it this morning, but like being said, it was just too. I got caught right in it before I like realized. Oh, well, I'm going to be sitting here for a while, you know.
Yeah,
he's in the eye of the storm.
Yep, but I was Kevin and Jensen's Paul Revere. I do feel good about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, obviously you're fired because you're not here. But
come on.
I am glad that we got a chance to at least say goodbye and thank you for all your years of service here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And, you know, enjoy the rest of your life.
Also, thanks, dude, because Kevin and I would have got that brunt. So
yeah,
we
true.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I do what I can for the team, guys. Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll see you about 8.
All right, you guys want breakfast?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to eat all of it before I get there.
Got a lot of choices between where you are and where we are.
Yeah. Done. I'm going to sit down at Bob's Big Boy. I don't know.
Okay, bye now, Muggs.
Okay.
Listen to how exasperated and exhausted he sounds.
Oh, everyone knows that feeling, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's so frustrating.
Might as well just get out of the car, stretch.
Wander around.
Mm-hmm.
Meet some chicks.
Yep.
What?
I'm positive that's where you're going to meet the chicks.
Hey, I don't know if we have time to do. Do we have time? We have time, right?
Yep.
Okay. There were two unbelievable, well, there were multiple unbelievable sports things that happened over the weekend. But two marathon records were set this weekend. And I just want to mention this really quickly. First of all, 81 seconds shaved off the women's marathon record. Now, you know, when you're talking about marathons, you know, world records sometimes are 2 seconds faster than the next guy.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
A woman named Bridget Kosgei, who is Kenyan, in the Chicago Marathon, shaved 81 seconds off of the world record. Is that astonishing?
Yeah, that's
what?
Crazy.
Because it takes years for incremental decreases in time.
You beat it by a second, and then three, and then somebody else beats it by 7 seconds.
Yeah, it's astonishing. So that's thing one. Thing two is, did you guys see the first sub-2-minute marathon that was run this weekend?
I saw the end of it, yeah.
It's unbelievable, and it doesn't count as a world record.
What?
I thought it did.
No, it's not a world record. Listen, this is crazy, and I'll do this as fast as I can because I know we have a very busy show today. This is another Kenyan. His name is Eliud Kipchoge, which is, I'm sure, pronounced wrong.
You nailed it.
He ran a marathon in 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 40 seconds. The fastest any runner has ever run a marathon.
First under 2 minutes, right?
First under 2 minutes in history. That's right.
Not 2 minutes, 2 hours, sorry.
He carved almost 2 minutes off of his own. He's already the world record holder, by the way, and he carved almost 2 minutes off of his own world record to run this.
We got to test that guy.
He's 34 years old. He's a Kenyan. And the reason it doesn't count as a record is because the entire thing was set up. First of all, he was the only runner.
What?
Second of all, he was the only runner. It wasn't an actual marathon.
Oh.
This was set up
for
as a challenge for time to give him every possible advantage to try to break the two-hour mark.
So it was all downhill?
It wasn't all
best
downhill.
Case scenario.
No, they searched the world to find what they thought was the most advantageous course, and ended up being in Vienna, Austria. So they looked for the flattest place that had the best street layout and everything else, and then they did every possible thing that they could do to make sure that he had an opportunity to run it. I mean, for instance, they had a car guided with lasers to show him the best path to take, for instance. You know what I mean? Lasers.
Like in case there was a pebble or something?
No, I just
they could destroy the pebble with a laser.
Yeah.
Get right out of the way.
When you're talking about seconds, you know what I mean? I mean, I guess every possible advantage. I mean, everything was set up to be as advantageous for this runner as
like
possible.
Like a dog runs on the road, laser.
You're right. I guess so, yes.
Rest in peace, buddy.
They had pace setters who were all Olympians and other distance stars who were running 7 at a time in a wind-blocking formation devised by an expert of aerodynamics.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you just get in a car?
like the Mighty Ducks Flying V.
What do you mean? Got rollerblades even.
So they just did everything he could. He also was wearing an updated, still unreleased version of Nike's new Vaporfly shoes. Jensen, you're a shoehead. You know what this is all about?
They are running shoes, yeah.
I don't think you
see them out in the streets much, but yeah.
Yeah, well, they haven't been released yet.
Yeah.
And they are specifically designed for long distance running, if you can believe it or not. So he wasn't competing against anybody. It wasn't an actual marathon. So it does not count as a world record.
Well, it's bogus then.
Well, but is it though? Because every other world record is in competition with actual real world.
Yes, those all count.
They all count because they're an actual marathon.
Yes, but this seems all set up and fake.
Yeah,
so that...
and it wasn't real world.
Right.
It wasn't real world. So you're agreeing with me that it should not be the world record.
Correct.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Last record, whoever set the record,
he did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. His last record should be the record.
It is. But imagine running 26.2 miles in under 2 hours, which, by the way, is 4.5 minute miles.
Same.
Wow.
4.5 minute miles for 26 miles.
That's crazy.
Imagine running that marathon, and then you get headlines like this one in The Atlantic, the greatest, fakest world record.
I mean, technically, they're right.
They are. It does have to hurt, though. I mean, to have actually done a thing and not have it count. But, I mean...
But he knew it wasn't going to count from...
He did. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
he's
he did.
He's fine.
He did. He's probably okay. Do you think that someone will break the two-hour mark? Do you think that that
What's
will happen?
What's the record now? 2 hours and what?
It's like 201 and some change.
Oh, I would think so then, yeah.
And he's the guy who did it. You know, yeah. He's the guy who owns the record. So. I mean, because it has been thought, you know, it has been thought for, you know, for decades that it is impossible. But, you know, people.
Is that your goal? When you run a marathoner?
I am a marathoner, as you know.
As we know, yeah.
I am a marathoner.
Are you going to try and sub 2 hour it?
I mean, I expect that will
hell of a sentence.
I expect that will happen on my first marathon.
Your first marathon.
You didn't say this, but he was handed high carb drinks.
Yes.
By a bike. That's breaking the rules.
It is.
That's not even questionable if he had broken the record or not. Mm-hmm. No other marathoner gets a bike pulled up alongside of him and then handed carbs.
Then he had an IV while he was running and there was an ambulance next to him. And they were like, come on, man.
And then they had a wind machine behind him and all he had to do was put his arms out and he just floated. I mean, it really is.
Jetpack from miles 6 to 20.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Faker.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Really? Why? I don't care.
It's a weird thing when you start watching a TV show and it goes south. Mm-hmm. And you go, you know what? The show just isn't any good anymore. Some people, Omar is one of them, just can't stop. He just can't.
Just committed. Just
too
hopes
committed.
It's going to get better.
He's
maybe?
Into it. He is or was into it. And so it's just like, you know what? I put too much time into this to bail. Aww. I don't understand this at all.
Look at
it's a good
that
sign
commitment.
For his marriage, though, yeah.
Nice.
So we'll talk about that today. We also have great news on the program today, a recap of the NFL, and we're going to announce Kevin and Bean's last breakfast at 7:15.
Is it Owl City?
How would we get Owl City?
If it's Owl City, it won't be my last breakfast, I'll tell you that.
Please let it be Owl City.
We'll take 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:54.
I'm sure there's a lot to catch up on after the weekend. Allie's here with what's happening on a Monday.
Well, what's happening is some box office numbers, you guys. Joker topped the box office again, second weekend in a row, bringing in $55 million. That's $543 million all told in its first 12 days of release.
Wow.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Nope. For a movie that nobody seems to love, by the way.
I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. Just had a few little issues with it, but mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. Okay. I did love it, though. You're right.
A lot of people seems like, oh, it's fine. You know, it's good. I think 7, 8 is the highest out of 10 I've heard.
Yeah, and $500 million for a movie that nobody loves is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm glad I saw it. Not going to see it again. That's all.
Let's try and make Kevin feel bad for seeing it. I mean, no one loves it. You saw something no one loves.
You wasted that time.
Have you guys seen all of the different ones where the Joker is walking through and then they put in, like, Seth Rogen's laugh?
No.
Those are funny. It's replacing the laughs with all these famous laughs that we know.
I will say this. SNL had a huge, huge yes this weekend with a Joker parody called The Grouch, and it was Oscar the Grouch as the Joker. And
did you watch
it,
Ellie?
I did.
It was so funny.
Brilliant. It was so well done. I loved it. So there it is, me being nice to SNL.
Wow.
Well, your boyfriend David Harbour is on it.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's real good.
He's real good.
Yeah. Coming in with a very solid second place debut at $30 million was The Addams Family. Anyone any interest in The Addams Family?
Is that animated?
Yes.
Then no. Oh,
is it?
Yeah, it's animated.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any interest, no.
Bean's favorite, Nick Kroll, is one of the voices.
Well, another reason to not see it.
Is there another Addams Family that's coming out soon?
No, this is the one.
That's it.
They didn't set up a cartoon and a live action to run at the same time.
That'd be huge.
Yeah,
that would
be a good competition.
Really huge.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Oh, they're cute, though.
It is well designed.
Yeah, they look real cute.
Yeah. You thought that there was like a new Raul Julia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have bad news for you, Ellie.
Yeah.
He is unavailable.
It's been a while.
Oh, no.
Unavailable.
Is he shooting something else?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
And your dog went to live on a farm.
Honestly, up until I was way too old to know that wasn't true. I really believe that.
And be brokenhearted.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, that's so great. So she run around and stuff? That's
she has
awesome.
A job.
Like, and I'll totally miss her, but it makes sense.
Sure. Run around in the clouds.
Yeah. Oh. Will Smith's Gemini Man came in third with $20.5 million.
That looks like a Kevin pick.
Saw it.
And?
Funny you would say that. It was. I liked it.
Yeah.
I'd give it a good solid 7 to 8.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
The only problem is they made Will Smith look younger.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And every time I saw him, I'm like, oh, the Fresh Prince is in this. This is great. It was a little distracting just in that way. But
yeah. Smell you later. It's like in the middle.
That's what I expected, yeah.
Was the technology really good, though?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, very much so.
I saw, Allie, forgive me if you were going to mention this, but I saw Will Smith enjoyed this process so much of acting against his younger self that he's now talking about, hey, wouldn't it be cool if I could star in a movie with a young Marlon Brando? Because now they can recreate any actor they want and make it look good.
But so, they need the original actor to
do the voice?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what I mean? Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure they could figure out a way around that. Look, they have so much Marlon Brando; they could make his voice. You know, they could synthesize his voice if they wanted to. But I mean, it is weird to think about movies that can come out that can star anyone, no matter how dead they are. You know what I mean?
Are there varying levels of death?
There are. If someone just died last week, that's a much easier CGI right. than somebody that died 20 years ago.
But what I'm saying is, you know, Seth Rogen could now make a movie with Charlie Chaplin if he wanted to. I'm saying the technology is
there now.
I have
been fingers crossed Charlie Chaplin movie.
That's the lethal weapon I've been hoping for my whole life.
That's the one.
Also, as if actors already don't have enough competition, Bean. We don't need to go up against dead people.
But also, I'll say this. When I went to the movie, I was a little bit like, I feel like those are always gimmicks.
Right.
So now it's like, let's see. Let's see how it is. It was pretty good.
Okay.
But I think it's still a gimmick.
All right.
But I liked it.
Fourth place went to Abominable, and rounding out the top five, Downton Abbey, bringing its domestic total to $82.7 million and over $152 million globally.
Well, clearly $15 of that is Bean, because Bean loves the Downton Abbey. You love it.
I'm not yet, but you go to hell.
How much time did you spend wasting saying how great it's going to be when you go?
And the comedy is that I was just in London for 4 days where it's showing at every theater.
Yeah. Just given 2 hours your time.
I will see it. I'm excited
Stop
about
saying
it.
That.
I'm telling you, I'm going to see it.
Right. Tell us after you saw it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a big box office for that kind of movie.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For that kind of dull movie, of course.
It's going to be great.
It's huge.
Can't wait.
It's going to be great
so
when
excited.
I see it on a plane someday. Some birthdays
Without
for
headphones.
You. Oh, God. Jared Goff, Usher, Thomas Dolby.
She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Okay. Stacey Keebler and Stephen A. Smith. And
by the way, Monday mornings on the Kevin and Bean Show means great news coming up just after 7 a.m. I think it'll please you today. I think there's plenty of bad news out there.
Yeah.
I think we're doing the right thing.
Sort of why we do it.
10 minutes. Oh, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I did hear that somewhere.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. TV talk time.
Mm-hmm.
Omar.
Yeah. How are you?
Just started watching Game of Thrones. Now,
yeah.
Why? I don't know.
Because I'm always late to the game guy.
Right, but you're way late to the game on this one. Like, there's no talk anymore about it.
No, but people were so over the top of how great it was.
Right.
That how I watch my TV shows, that's how I base it. Because I can't in real time watch anything because my schedule so is crazy.
Right.
So I found that once something is done, I rather watch it. Like, Netflix is the best thing ever. Like, so it I is. Could knock out a season at a time. And right. It's very entertaining that way to me.
Right.
So I decided to get on the Game Thrones bandwagon. And
it's
not even a bandwagon anymore.
Yeah,
no. So I started watching Game of Thrones, and it is so painful. I'm halfway. Oh, you know what? I just finished season 3, started season 4, and I hate it. I hate it so much. It's so slow. There's so much stuff to keep track of.
Wow.
You got it's just bananas. It's a lot to keep straight.
Okay, so here's the important part.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm not going
to
waste my time.
Yeah, you can easily
anymore.
Give in. I mean, because you have like a month you have to give to this show to get it all done.
Everybody says, because I voiced my opinions
said,
to my friends.
By the way, past tense.
No. Currently.
2-3 months ago.
No, currently says, wait, it's going to get better. So I'm just waiting for it to get better.
But how
everybody
is
says.
How is anyone's favorite show something that gets better? I mean, why would I have to drag myself through crap to
get
something good?
You really have to just be patient through the first 6 seasons.
Listen, what? Listen, at this point, I'm so far invested in it, I have to keep
no,
on.
No, you don't.
I have to keep with
but
it. Yes.
Does it play any part, the fact that the show is over? So why even start watching it if
no,
the show
because,
is over?
No, because I don't pay attention that closely to anything, so I really don't know what's going on.
You didn't know that the show has ended?
No, I know that, but I mean, I don't care about stuff that, you know, you hear about the storylines and stuff. I don't care. But I am pissed because I was promised, like, dragons and big action scenes, and none of that stuff goes on, ever.
It just does occasionally.
Yeah, and it's totally bogus. There's, like, incest going on, which is weird.
That's cool.
Odd that you led with that, but yeah.
Yeah. But Omar, let me ask you this question, because obviously Jensen said, why don't you just quit? And you keep saying you're invested. You must like something about it, or you wouldn't feel invested in it.
Oh, you just said the incest.
The incest and the naked boobies are pretty cool.
Yeah.
They have really, really cool naked...
Yeah, you can't get that anywhere.
Naked boobies.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have the internet. So the other thing for me is, like, one of the things I feel like I have the most honor and pride about in my entire life, like, it goes wedding day... having Adler stop watching Heroes after season 1.
You know,
like, that's literally the order in which...
Because
season 1 of Heroes was so good. And then I watched a couple of season 2 and was like, nah, son. I'm
really?
Getting out of this thing
we
immediately.
Have limited time, and there's too much TV. So you can't watch everything you want to watch.
And this was even before too much TV. I was that smart.
So I don't understand not being able to bail. I honestly don't. It's like, look, if you don't love it...
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. I don't know why. I have no idea why.
I can a little bit understand that if it's when the hype was going crazy.
No,
and you wanted to be in the know at work, and
because
everybody
was
talking
cool
about it.
Conversations
right.
at the water cooler.
And there was was that The Man in the High Castle? I think it's an Amazon series.
Yeah, yes. He loves that.
Like, I love it.
I watched season 1 and then I was out because that didn't really
quit.
Keep them my interest. You know what? I think I know what it is. Is Game of Thrones keeps my it piques my interest to a certain level where it keeps me interested enough to keep going, but it's still terrible.
AKA naked boobies.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Look, at least you guys are watching shows that are everybody like loves. I watched the frickin' Vampire Diaries from 2009 to 2017 because I had to finish it.
What a waste.
But you didn't have to.
I had to because I invested
like I watched
so
a season and a half and I thought, oh, that's pretty good. Not good enough. Moving on.
No, it was.
Let me give you another example. Walking Dead, hugest fan in the world.
Yeah, you were.
Just came back.
Bailed. Last season sometime.
Just
Everyone says who likes The Walking Dead, they go, yeah, it got bad, but I'm still watching. What are you doing?
No, I can't. I don't have time for that.
It's interesting, Kevin, you should bring that up because I am in exactly that point right now because season 10 just came back. We're 2 episodes in and I'm deciding right now whether to go in for another season or not, or if I can walk away after.
Can?
After 9 seasons, but, though,
yeah,
I get what
question.
Omar's saying. You are invested in these characters.
Look, Bean, I mean, look, they already got renewed for season 11, and Maggie's coming back, so I think it's worth it to stay.
No, it's not, you guys.
Too much TV.
Practice self-love. Give yourself some time. Do something else.
I'm doing plenty of self-love, but then I still have time for TV.
I'm looking at the guy who likes the incest and naked boobies. So I feel like he's the one with self-love.
He's practicing self-love, yeah.
Brand the Broken wins. He's the king at the end.
Oh!
Who?
Yeah.
I'm trying to ruin it for you.
Oh, the wheelchair kid.
Yeah, if I
no, I know.
If I ruin it,
I don't care about that stuff.
You get it. You get
no,
it.
No, I still don't. Like for me, like I don't get people like, oh no, spoiler. For me, it's like watching the journey. I don't care about spoilers because okay. I want to see.
I thought that would be awesome. No,
yeah. About the friends that he meets along the way.
Sure.
How about you? How about you, Allie? Have you ever wasted hundreds of hours on a show that wasn't good?
I will say that every Sunday I watch a show I don't even like at all.
Is it a hate watch?
Not even a hate watch. I don't care about anyone on the show.
Why do you watch it?
Because I know that after that I can switch to HBO and the Righteous Gemstones are on. But before that, I know if I sit down and I eat dinner, I do all that during The Affair, I can just sit there and hate a show and then be so happy that the show I love is coming on.
What a terrible plan.
Yeah, I'm just...
Do you not have a remote or a way to change channels?
No, okay. I don't. Yeah, but I don't care. I don't care about this Noah Soloway guy. He's a horrible person. Everyone in his life is horrible.
But don't watch it.
I can't not watch it.
Why don't you watch something else that's on before Righteous Gemstones?
Like what, Bean?
Like anything. There's 500 channels.
Crazy. No, it's just I know that that's on Showtime, and then I'll just switch the channel to HBO.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's real dumb. I get it.
There's no show I've hated more. There's no show I've hated more in my entire life than Entourage, and I saw every episode.
What? Is that a hate watch?
Yes. It was the worst show on television, but it was on before something great.
But there's difference between a hate watch.
I think it was on before Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, Curb. Yeah, right.
And Omar really wanted to enjoy, thought he would love.
Yeah.
He's not hate watching it.
No, he's trying his hardest.
He's just way disappointed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I think we all are fine with hate watching, right?
Sure.
That's legit. But what Omar's doing is painful. He's wasting hours of his life every week watching something he doesn't enjoy.
But it gets better, right? Mm. That's what I hear.
The ending. Better. You will love the ending. Final episode, everyone can agree on.
Fantastic.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52. What's happening up there?
What's going on?
Just my chair is off.
All right. Great news is coming up just after the top of the hour.
I usually replace my studio chair about every 2 years or so, and this one is way overdue. Mm-hmm. But what's the point at this? Why replace it now?
Short-term bean, baby. Right.
Yeah.
So, sorry, it's a little squeaky. Hey, we're about 20 minutes away from announcing the next Kevin and Bean Breakfast With. I'm telling you, if it's not Owl City, I'm going to burn this mother down.
Excellent.
Do I ask
two
a lot?
Two birds, one stone.
Do I ask a lot as a going away gift? Do I ask for much? No, I don't. I haven't asked for anything.
No, mm-hmm. You've denied everything, so I've shut the hell everything. Up. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is the one thing I want is Breakfast with Owl City. Well, the one thing I'm asking.
Enjoy that.
How many songs would Owl City have to do?
I mean, I would like to see like 40.
So they'll just keep doing the one we know over and over?
Oh, Owl City has so many good songs, you guys.
Yeah,
you know.
Do they?
You should just know.
Put it on your podcast.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I'm just asking for one thing and it's Breakfast with Owl City.
The answer is no.
All I know is Kevin tweeted a little teaser about it coming up, and he put a picture of Milli Vanilli and wrote it rhymes with like Schmilly Manilli or something like that. And there are people literally in his replies like, no way.
I didn't even see that.
People are really, like, wondering.
What?
First of all, one of the dudes is dead, you guys.
Yes. And the other one can't sing.
What's wrong with you?
Neither
They were a fraud. They were a whole fraud. Why would anyone believe that?
Wow. Because people are dumb. We've heard that. Hey, Allie, what's happening?
Hey, Bean. You were over in jolly old England. Were you able to see any of Saturday Night Live? I know you like to watch that show.
I love that show, mm-hmm. And I will tell you that when I arrived home last night, I watched the first half hour, so I'm going to finish it today. But I enjoyed it very much.
Well, then you were able to see the return of Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I was disappointed by that, but yeah, he was on the show.
Might be.
I just don't understand his purpose on that program.
Yeah.
His purpose is to be Pete Davidson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he's nailing it for sure. It was Stranger Things star David Harbour, who was the host, and he was kind of cruising through the Upside Down, and he ran into Pete Davidson. He's like, is this where you've been? He's been gone for a couple weeks.
See? Right?
Yeah.
Which I don't understand why they... none of it made sense to
But
me.
Don't most of the jokes about Pete Davidson now, they're all meta jokes, right? They're all
inside jokes,
about
too.
Who he's dating or if he's on the show. Or,
But last week they joked about him not being there and it was kind of this like weird vibe.
Yeah.
Turns out he's just been filming The Suicide Squad. Come on.
I can't believe they let him shoot a movie during SNL season.
It's very weird.
I can't believe anyone hired him to be in a movie. Allie, did you see that sketch, that Stranger Things sketch?
No.
Okay, so he runs into Pete Davidson in the Upside Down world.
Uh-huh.
And for no reason, and this isn't the first time this has happened in the last year of Saturday Night Live, for no reason, there's a llama standing behind Pete Davidson.
Oh, that's exciting.
In the Upside Down. Yes, a llama.
Well, they used to do that joke a lot in the back hallways.
Yes.
So in the back hallways, you'd look in the way back, and someone would be walking by with a cow. And I always thought it was funny because, like, you spent all that money for that One Direction joke. You know what I mean?
I wonder if they have, like, a little farm there that they keep all these animals in.
But no, it made no sense. There was no reference to it. It's just a llama standing in the background.
In the 90s and 2000s, sometimes in the back hallways, you would run into another actor from SNL. Like, you know, it was like Steve Martin hosting. He'd be like, "Hey, Tracy Morgan." And Tracy would be in a full, like, ostrich costume. And then they'd talk. And then Tracy Morgan would never end up in that costume on the show.
No reason for any
of it. No,
no. I kind of love that. I love it a lot. SNL news as well. Chance the Rapper is going to be taking over Saturday Night Live on October 26th. He's going to be the host and musical guest. Okay. This will be the second time Chance will serve as host. He hosted an episode last year, and he's been a musical guest two other times and has showed up in a performance when Kanye West was a musical guest in 2015.
He was a very good host, by the way.
He was, yeah.
He was very good.
So there you have it, guys. Which makes me... I don't think they've announced who Eddie Murphy's musical guest is, have they?
Not that I've seen.
Because I feel like...
Eddie Murphy?
That would be awesome!
That would be great.
Boogie in your butt!
It'd be the ultimate show ever.
Oh, man.
SNL would have to sign off.
Yeah. They'd be like, we're out.
This weekend I did see Dolomite Is My Name.
Ah. Yeah.
And it's very good.
Excellent.
Very good. Yeah. It's 2 hours and 2 minutes. It could have been 140. It would have been perfect. And I'm not making a joke just because you know that's like my thing or whatever. I really think that that's true. But it's really good. You'll like it. It's a little more drama than I expected, but it's very good.
I expected it to be straight comedy, no?
A lot of comedy. Yeah, it's not. It's not
comedy.
Yeah, it's like a biopic. It's great.
Gotcha.
You'll love it.
Excited to see it. Any of you redoing your house, doing a little repainting, maybe putting in different cabinets?
Have you met me?
Nope.
You're asking if we do it ourselves? You've seen us physically, right?
Even picking like what colors you're going to do, because a new decade is less than 3 months away, you guys.
I know.
Oh, okay.
So some popular home trends, we're leaving them behind, you guys.
Are we?
They had a huge panel discussion, 250 top interior designers and decorators predicting that three popular trends are going out of style in 2020. So listen up.
Am I not allowed to have in my house anymore if I want to be cool?
If you have any of this in your house, get rid of it. You're not with the new decade. Do you have all white or all gray decor?
No.
Okay. Well, a lot of people do.
I think we're an animal.
What are we, Puff Daddy in Miami?
Right? Well, I don't know. Bateman? Yeah. What is happening?
All white or all gray? Who even would have that at all?
A lot of kitchens are all white, have been for like at least 5-10 years. Okay. Just the all white kitchen was a big thing.
So paint, terrible choice.
Paint it.
They're saying it's too sterile, too cold. Right. We're looking for colors like beige, warmer neutrals, and greens.
Beige is the worst color in the world for any place in your house.
I agree. However, do you have one of those bold accent walls?
I don't even know what that is.
Remember, like, all your rooms have, like, a nice muted tone, and then you have a red wall in that room?
I have a... No, it's not bold, but I have, like, a mauve. Like a deep
like a
red.
Blush?
Yeah, like a deep red.
Oh.
But not bright. Mm,
I feel like that's an accent wall. Mm. You gotta get rid of that.
All right, I'll break it down.
It's overdone and jarring. Mm. So
is
get rid
jarring?
Of that.
Can mauve be jarring?
I feel like it can be jarring.
Okay.
Also... If you have a farmhouse style, like barn doors, shaker style cabinets, get rid of it. It's just oversaturated. Too many people with farmhouse style.
What if I like it and I want to live in it for a while?
No.
Okay. No, you can.
Gotta get rid of it.
We kind of have a farmhouse.
I'm going to tell you right now, I love farmhouse and I ain't getting rid of it.
Mm.
And you could suck it.
Are they saying I have to condemn my house?
Your house, has two of the three. You've got to burn it down.
You got to move or something,
yeah.
She's going to lose her house!
Oh, that's no.
Danielle, I guess.
Just saying. Here's
the
thing.
There is room for a little bit of improvement.
If you like what you like and you're happy with it, go ahead and keep it.
Right?
All right. They're just trying to sell you stuff.
You're an outlaw, man.
Yeah.
You don't play by
anyone
else's rules.
Join the butthole.
revolution.
Right.
I have a whole wall of buttholes. What? Was that on the air?
I'm gonna let that hang.
Yeah. No,
this radio person is the whole problem.
I agree, ma'am. Some birthdays for you. Stephen A. Smith, Jared Goff, Usher, Stacey Keebler, and Thomas Dolby.
She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
I mean, it's...
Sounds good.
Still the jam.
Still got it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't need the echo yet.
It's 706. What?
Yeah, you've got the echo on.
Turn that down. Turn it down. Oh, turn it down.
My bad.
Remember when Mumford & Sons played in the K-Rock Kitchen, you guys?
I do.
That was so
fun. That was such a weird thing because we put the request out there, and of course we expected them to say no.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, sure.
It was immediate. They were like, we've been asking to play in a kitchen. Thanks, guys.
They were great. We have been very lucky for a very long time on the Kevin and Bean Show to have huge bands play small spaces. And we have an announcement for you coming up in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show of what the next one is going to be. And immediately after that, we'll start giving away tickets so that you can be there to see this superstar band in a tiny little place. That's coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Monday. But first, it's time for, okay, now with the echo, great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
We do this, of course, because the news is so depressing. If that's all you watch, you don't get great news, and that's what we try to bring to you. This one is out of Virginia, a man named Dustin Wright. He said, after reading several stories of kids looking at the hot lunches at school, seeing the price, and then putting them back because they didn't have money on their cafeteria accounts, I thought maybe we could raise some money for the kids in similar situations in the area. And that's really an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And that's like one of the things that our charity does is back to school. So they have a backpack and they have food and they have snacks. It's just super awkward at a very, very challenging time in your life anyway to not be able to afford.
Don't kids eat too much, though, really, as it is?
I don't think that means we need to starve them at school.
Okay.
And food shame is a very serious thing.
It's a real thing.
So
I think Governor Newsom is outlawing it in California. I think you have to give kids food. I think that's one of the things that he's been working on.
Well, here's one of the things about this is that they do give you food whether you can afford it or not. I don't know if that's new or not, or that students just didn't know that when they were putting food back. Mm-hmm. But then they go into debt. The school mm-hmm. goes into debt. So this guy created a fundraiser on Facebook with an initial goal of collecting $1,000 toward the negative lunch account balances at the high school. As usual, people went above and beyond.
Sure.
First of all, here's Dustin, and he's not incredibly dynamic.
I think, you know, if a family's already struggling to cover a lunch debt, you know, the least you do is clear the slate.
Clear the slate. So he wants to raise $1,000 just to help pay it off. And then he found out, you know what the debt is? You know what the school's debt is? It's $4,000, a little over $4,000.
Okay.
So his goal was $1,000, and then people started giving.
An update for you now on the Amherst County man who started the fundraiser to pay off school lunch debt. Dustin right there raised more than $7,500 thanks to you.
$7,500.
Nice.
He wanted $1,000.
Nice.
What's he going to do with the rest of it?
He's giving it to other schools.
He's pocketing
it, right?
He has now ended the online fundraiser because he raised enough money to cover all the schools in the Amherst area.
Wow.
Students at Amherst schools get a lunch each day regardless if they can afford it or not. But this money is going to go to pay off the debt for the students who can't pay.
And I just want to say that for every single person that puts up a GoFundMe or some type of raising money in any way, there are a lot of people out there who want to help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Point them in the right direction, and they're happy to do it. He wanted $1,000. He got $7,500.
So many fat kids now, though.
I don't think that's not the point. That's my great news.
Oh, wow.
Sure. And that's my great news.
I like it. My story is about a woman named Joy Ryan. She's from Ohio. She's 89 years old. She's never vacationed in her life, has never seen the mountains or the ocean. So an idea from her grandson a few years ago changed all that. He said, let's go visit all of the national parks. There's 61 in the country. And she said, yeah, let's give it a whirl. I'm happy to do anything.
She's 89. What is he, a slave driver? Come on, give her a break.
She said, I'm not going to
give her a rest.
I'm not going to sit and drink tea and watch soap operas. Oh, I would. Same. If that's what getting old is about, Joy, what are you doing? But in 2017, you might remember the story, they began by visiting 21 parks in 28 days. And during that road trip, she climbed a mountain at the age of 85. She slept in a tent for the first time at the age of 85. She had a blast rolling down the dunes at Great Dunes National Park and Reserve. She said, I figured I'm only going to be here once. Might as well go down it.
Her grandson is trying to kill me.
Yeah,
how
not,
much inheritance is involved
not.
Here?
I just want to ask for sure. She's mm-hmm. in on this? She
is,
wants to do this?
She absolutely is.
Okay.
She
then why is she tied up in the photos that I'm looking
she
at right now?
She is not. She also came face to face with wildlife.
Excellent.
Her grandson said,
her grandson is really trying to knock her off.
Actually, when I read this quote, you're going to be like, Allie, rethink this.
And he threw his grandmother into a lion pit.
Grandson said, when you have a full-grown moose running straight at you and your grandma can't run away from it, you just have to stand there and hope for the best. What?
And by that, he means he's waiting. He's rooting for the animal.
Now I am wondering. By the way, Bean,
yeah?
How many lion pits?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Oh, those lion pits.
You know, they're very popular they lion have. Pit National Park.
Sure.
Well, 3 years, 28,000 miles later, they've traveled to Colorado to visit Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park and Rocky Mountain National Park, bringing them up to 36. And the reason
she
I saw
She died
this,
about halfway through this, by the way.
She has
it's
not
a weekend
died.
At Bernie
She's
situation.
Having a blast. I saw her on a friend's page because the station I used to work at in Utah just had her on a few days ago. She's so dang cute. You can follow their whole journey at Grandma Joy's Road Trip. And she is such a delight. You just see her in the middle of a canyon, just with her arms up, like so happy, looking like she's wearing a little robe.
What does her face look like?
Really
is it like
happy.
A, hey, someone
really
help.
Happy.
Help
in
me, I'm in trouble.
Can you see her grandson driving away and leaving her
I
there?
I hate you so much. Best part, after hearing
she's
about their journeys,
Morse code. Help.
Hyatt Hotels is now paying for their stays across America, so she doesn't have to rough it anymore. She's going to be in really nice hotels, and is just having a blast. You can
you know
follow.
Where else she wouldn't have had to rough it?
Oh,
at home.
Oh, my God. I hate you.
In her
just
own bed.
Go to at Grandma Joy's Road Trip. You will see how much fun she is having. It is a delight. And my God, if you still have your grandparents around, what a wonderful thing to be able to do with them.
As long as they want to.
All right. That's my great news.
I'm not sure that's great news for anybody,
you.
By the way.
Hate all
grandson
of you.
Is like, when do I get paid? Come on, Grandma. All right, real fast, the final great news story for the day. This is a, maybe this is a situation y'all have been through. A family moved to a new home in Eldridge, Iowa, and they, the 15-year-old daughter and the 6-year-old son had shared a bedroom together in the old place. But, you know, people start getting older, they need their own space, so they moved into a house where they got separate bedrooms. Well, the little 6-year-old, Hayden Williams, was terrified about sleeping in his new bedroom for the first time. He was convinced that there were monsters in the bedroom. By the way, he's not wrong. Sometimes there are, right?
For sure.
His mom did everything, Amanda. She did everything she could to let her son know that this house was perfectly safe. She didn't have to worry about that. Nothing was going to get him in the night. He could go ahead and sleep, but he just was not able to sleep. He was just terrified all the time. So his mom takes him to the police station, not to be arrested, but to talk to the police officers there so that they could reassure him that he was fine. They ran into an Eldridge police officer named Bruce Schwartz, who not only told the kid that he was going to be fine, but he said, let me go back with you to the house and I'll check out your room for you. So he did. Took his flashlight and looked under the bed and looked at the closet.
And a suitcase and filled it up as he was there?
So oh, he's on. Robbing the family?
Yes,
in
of course.
Your scenario?
Of course.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Oh.
No, he was just trying to reassure the little man that his room was going to be safe.
That's what I meant.
Hold up.
Yes.
Is there nothing that these police officers are doing in this town?
In Eldridge, Iowa? Probably not.
Probably
Here's
not indeed.
Here's the thing, though. If I was a police officer, I'd be like, man, that is adorable that you want me to come to your house and figure this out for you, how to parent your kid. But that is up to you.
This is Bean's great news.
It is not great
By
news.
The way,
this
it.
Guy is busy.
Not there.
The mom did not ask the police officer to come over. In fact, she was anxious that they would look down on her for bringing her kid into the station like this, but once the little, you know, once he met Officer Bruce Schwartz, Bruce offered to come to the house and
wow.
check it out.
He was trying to bang mama.
So that's very possible, but I don't see any reference to a husband in this story at all. Well, Schwartz's inspection proved to be just what little Hayden needed. The very next day, he woke up at 7 o'clock and proudly told his mother that he had made it alone through the night and that there were no monsters in the room, and he had the best night's sleep he had since they moved to their new place. And Officer Schwartz returned the next morning.
Yeah, he did. He didn't return. He was still right? there from the night before.
So that he could check up on Hayden.
Check up, yeah.
And to make sure that everything had gone smoothly
what
overnight.
Plot twist.
Yes, go ahead.
He goes to check out the house.
Uh-huh.
And there's a serial killer that they've been looking for 15 years in his closet.
Whoa.
And he's like, I'll get to it. First, I'm going to bang mom.
There's no question he's banging mom now that I see the story here. Yeah, this officer was not that interested in this bratty and dumb six-year-old. So that's my great news.
All right. Oh, I didn't put it on in time, but. You know, that happens. Hey, we're going to announce next Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast With.
Mm-hmm.
Huge band.
Yeah.
Tiny place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing live, asking questions. It's all going to happen, and we will. Got to tell you, I'm pretty sad that Bean's going to die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty much a bummer.
No, no. I'm the healthiest man alive. And I'm fine. I'm not dying.
We scheduled the last breakfast.
No, you're misunderstanding.
Just after he passes away.
Oh, like a funeral of sorts.
A celebration of life.
Okay. Guys, I'm here. I'm healthy. What? I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Who is that talking?
It's me. It's Bean. I'm here. And I'm
from
fine.
The afterlife?
No, I didn't die, you guys. The reason it's called Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast is just because I am leaving the show. But I'm fine, and I'm healthy, and the breakfasts will continue.
Exactly what we would expect you to say.
Just without me.
You mean fine in like a spirit way, like the way like your grandma watches over you as you grow old.
No, I mean I'm alive. I'm alive, you guys.
R.I.P.D.
Kevin, in the long history of Breakfast With, and we've been lucky enough to be doing them for almost the whole 30 years we've been on the show here, do you have a favorite? Do you have one that stands out above the rest? I know there have been so many great moments, it's kind of hard to put you on the spot.
I loved you two.
Yeah.
I love Nine Inch Nails. I love My Chemical Romance. I love Foo Fighters.
Those are all great choices, man. Those are all great choices.
Bush, and because I'll tell you why.
I bet you do.
I'll tell you why. Yeah.
Could you say that again, please, cleanly?
I also love the band Bush. Because there was a woman in the audience that had Gavin's name tattooed, and it was spelled G-A-L-V-I-N.
Galvin.
And we showed it to him, and he thought that was one of the funniest things. So I did love that as well.
That was fantastic.
How about you?
You named some of my favorites. We've done No Doubt a couple of times,
yes.
And those were a blast. I remember those. We did a couple of them at Capitol Records, including Smashing Pumpkins, I think we did there once.
That's where Mike Kim was, too.
And Mike Kim was, too, yeah. And that was incredible. I don't know. There have just been so many. Let's hear a montage of a lot of the Breakfast With that we've done over the years here on the Kevin DeBean Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our breakfast with My Chemical Romance.
Blink 182. Yeah. Radiohead.
No doubt, everybody.
Cause I'm just a girl.
Nine Inch Nails.
Ladies and gentlemen, Metallica.
Let's
hear it for Weezer.
Breakfast with the Killers.
Please welcome Coldplay.
And Linkin Park.
Breakfast with Views. This is crazy.
Breakfast with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Sting.
Foo Fighters.
Akron, Ohio. Give it up for the Black Keys.
Wonderful things happen on this tiny little stage in front of us with a couple of hundred of our favorite K-Rock listeners. And this morning, very special treat. It's a little band that we like to call the Arcade Fire.
Breakfast with Mumford & Sons.
Breakfast with Jack White, the Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock.
Creed, everybody. Studios with K-Rock. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. not an overwhelming response for that one. But,
audience of one.
Yes, that's true.
I think it was two. I think they had a plus one.
But he didn't show. I do have a new favorite now that I hear that. Okay. And it was Jack White. Jack White
was
incredible.
How did the Sting one come together?
It was awesome.
It was
so
amazing.
Weird.
It's great.
It was super weird. I'm not sure. I don't even remember how it came about. But
he
was
playing like the Hollywood Bowl or something. Mm-hmm. So he was in town, and I guess he had a new record out or something. And we just looked at him and went, "My God, he's a legend."
Yeah.
And he sounded incredible.
And he was so nice and such a great interview. And his band was terrific. And that's one of those moments. You know, you just think about. I mean, under 200 people standing there looking at Sting, a guy who sells out stadiums all over the world. Mm-hmm. It's just incredible.
Do you remember the Dave Matthews Band? And how
yes, I do.
Unbelievable funny he is.
Yes. Hilarious. That was a great one. That was like at the Troop or something, or the one of those places like that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are so many that aren't
even left. I mean, who this announcement? Who would even be left out of that list?
Right.
Well, there are a couple of people we've never gotten, and I don't think we ever will, because REM broke up, for starters. That was one that we tried for a really, really long time.
You can put that one on your podcast.
But we do have one of the biggest bands in the world that is lined up for Kevin and Bean's last Breakfast with
them. What Amy Winehouse?
Unavailable, Roger. I'm sorry. Sorry to say. What do we have? Do we have a big announcement here? Do we just say it, or what do we do?
What's happening?
Terrible setup.
What's up, bitches?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wait. Let's hold.
Silence!
Okay. The last.
Oh, no.
We already did all that. Kevin and Bean's last breakfast.
Oh, no. Hold it.
We can't hear Bean.
Did you say it?
No, we can't. He didn't say it yet.
Did you say the band?
He could have said it. Right.
Did you say
he
the
didn't
band?
Say it yet.
I haven't got to yet. Okay. Kevin and Bean's last breakfast.
No. He's got to say it.
We'll be Monday.
What?
He has to say it.
What? Nothing. I couldn't hear anything.
Say the band. Just say the band. Nothing.
Don't
else.
Hit
Just
the
say
button.
The band.
Don't hit the Green Day.
Yeah!
Green Day.
Can I hit the button now?
No. Oh. Monday, October 28th, Breakfast with Green Day. It's Kevin and Bean's last breakfast. And let me tell you the best thing about this, besides the fact that they have what looks like maybe their best album ever getting ready to come out, which we are so excited about to get a chance to see some of those songs live. What's amazing about this is that you're going to get tickets now. We're going to give away the first pair of tickets right now for the just-announced Kevin and Bean Last Breakfast with Green Day at the HD Radio Soundspace here at K-Rock.
Green Day, guys.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I don't think we made the announcement. Green Day,
right.
It's huge.
Okay.
Again, a band that's playing Dodger Stadium next summer.
We already got that. We already did it.
Yeah, you can and should see them at Dodger Stadium in July.
Right.
But why not see them in the HD Radio Soundspace? Yeah. In addition to that,
yeah, 200 people or something. Yeah, it's nothing.
So we are looking for you right now. If you're a Green Day fan, this is your first chance to win tickets. You can call us at 1-800-520-1067. We are so pleased. And what a great farewell breakfast for me, by the way, to have one of the best K-Rock bands of all time performing live.
R.I.P.B.
I'm fine. I'm not dying. So if you want to win your tickets for Green Day, give us a call right now, and we'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean here, and as you know, Bean is going to die soon.
Nope. Kevin, I'm just leaving the show.
R.I.P. Bean.
Just moving to England. I'm the healthiest man alive.
Don't mind him. He's in denial.
And that's why we're having Kevin and Bean's last breakfast.
And this one's with Green Day.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Billy Joe from Green Day.
It's Kevin and Bean's last breakfast with Green Day in the HD Radio Soundspace.
Like we do, it's a small, intimate venue, and you get to ask Green Day whatever you want.
Hey, maybe we could ask them if they know how to cure what's wrong with you.
That's a great idea because they are medical doctors. Don't forget, Green Day will be performing live.
Listening to K-Rock for your chance to win tickets to Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day.
Every hour on the hour, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Hey, we should serve Green Days and ham. Get it? See? You don't get it.
I'm glad you're dying.
The world famous K-Rock.
Welcome to...
I can't love that more.
That's so good.
It's not
That's
possible.
Such a great song. I'm so psyched for this album. You guys, Green Day is Kevin and Bean's last breakfast with. We just announced it moments ago. This is not information that you missed, that you slept on or slept through. We literally just announced it, and we're going to give away the first pair of tickets right now at 1-800-520. Somebody's headphones are up really loud, by the way. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number if you'd like to play a game to win your way into Breakfast with Green Day.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's title fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a concert.
Kevin, you want to explain how this game works before we meet our contestants?
It's Title Fight, and I don't feel like we've mentioned this very often, which is that Dave and Allie are going to give you clues to a Green Day song title.
Okay.
You have to say the Green Day song title. They can't use any of the words in the Green Day song mm-hmm. title.
Mm-hmm. So we just describe it as best we can.
Yes, you're going to give clues, and then they have to come up with...
Oh, that's how you play it.
You've been missing that, Dave.
Yeah.
Now we know why Dave has never won this game, right?
I'm undefeated, by
okay, so
he is undefeated. He has never won.
That's right. So we put 45 seconds on the clock, and if you are confused, you're just not making a connection or whatever, go ahead and pass, and you can move on to the next one. And then if you have time left, you come down at the end. So we're looking for the fastest person to name the most Green Day songs, right?
Yes.
Right.
All right. Who's our first contestant, please?
Here's a hint. Pick Allie.
Okay.
come on. Our first contestant is Maria from Granada Hills. Good morning.
What's going on?
Good morning. Hi.
Let me give you another hint. Don't pick Dave.
Okay, Allie.
Oh, you're going with Allie.
You mean twist your arm there, Maria.
As long as that was your choice. We didn't influence you at all, right? That was what you were going to do.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any questions about the game?
No.
Are you a big Green Day fan?
I am a huge Green Day fan.
Excellent. Oh, fantastic.
And just know you can pass, and we'll move on to the next one and come back to it.
Got it.
Also, okay. Allie and Dave have not looked at what song titles they have until we start. So when we say go, then she's going to look and we're going to begin. You ready?
Ready.
And go.
This is not the majority, but the...
Minority.
Yes. When you're from the U.S., you are... And when you're a dummy, so it's... You're a...
American idiot.
Yes. You use your alarm to...
Wake me up on September
8th. Yes. When you get to a place, like in Hawaii, they'll put a lei on you.
Holiday.
That's a great idea, but yes, no. Pass. This is not short, but...
Long?
Yeah, yes. Keep going.
And that's...
Pass.
Okay.
Longview.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
She got it.
Four out of five. But I also think she came back and nailed that. So 4 out of 5. By the way, Allie, you did a great job with some tough titles. Oof. Maria, you were an outstanding
Amazing.
Contestant.
By the way, the one with the lei was Welcome to Paradise. Yeah, sorry about that.
But Holiday was a good guess, too.
Yeah, it was a great guess.
All right, so 4 out of 5. So Dave's contestant usually gets 1 or 2. So let's see how it goes when we say hello to Victor, who's joining us from Roland Heights. Hey, Victor, how you doing, man?
Hi.
You got some very tough competition. I don't know if you heard your friend Maria there, but she ruled.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, but
don't worry, Victor. We got this. You're a big Green Day fan, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Dave is the Atlanta Falcons of this game, so I think you're going to do great.
Come on. All right, is everyone ready?
Sure.
I am. Let's do this.
And go.
All right. When there's something bad, you get this. You get this before something bad happens or dangerous.
Pass.
Okay. If you're crazy, or so you carry stuff in this. You carry stuff in like a picnic. What do you carry?
Basket case.
Yes. All right. You drive down this and...
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Word. It's another word for God.
Father. Father of all.
Nope. The other way. Yeah. Think about it. You worship him on Sundays.
You go to church.
You go to church for him.
Pass.
Yeah. Christmas is considered one of these.
Holiday.
By the way, it's not another word for God. It's his son.
His son.
That's pretty easy.
Listen, you know where I'm going with that. Church, come on.
Victor, we were looking for Jesus of Suburbia. We were looking for.
I'm going to put this one on Victor, by the way.
And the heads up when something is dangerous, we were looking for warning. That's what we're looking for. But you did get 3. It was not a bad effort considering your partner. But let's go back to Maria and congratulate her. Maria. Woo-hoo! You are amazing, and you are the first person to win tickets for Kevin Bean's Last Breakfast with Green Day. Way to be.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I am so excited.
We are excited to have you, and in between now and when we do the breakfast, I want you to come up with some good questions because you'll have a chance to help us interview the band. Thanks for playing Title Fight.
Thanks for playing Kevin and Bean's Title Fight.
Oh, yeah!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:54.
What is the most embarrassing concert you ever went to? I guess we all have examples. We'll discuss and get yours coming up after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. Don't forget, starting at 9 o'clock this morning and all day long on K-Rock, you can win your way into the just-announced Breakfast with Green Day. And you can also go to krock.com for more details and another chance to win as well. All right, Allie, what's happening here this Monday morning?
Well, Kevin is a very happy man because not only is hockey back,
yes,
but his true nemesis has been silenced.
My true nemesis.
Taylor Swift.
Ah!
Here's the thing.
This story made me so happy.
The Kings listen to their fans.
Why aren't you embarrassed by this story, Kevin? Honestly.
100%. I think I was excited by how mad you would be.
It's not that I'm mad. It's just...
disappointed.
It's dumb. It's just... this doesn't have anything... Well, I'll let Allie tell the story first, and then we'll discuss. Right.
So, years ago, the Staples Center put up a banner with Taylor Swift that said, most sold-out performances. And everyone's like, oh, that's cute to put that up for Taylor Swift.
By the way,
that's
it wasn't
nice.
A thing.
Yeah.
She didn't replace someone's banner.
Well, I remember they had Kobe Bryant come out and unveil the banner at a concert.
Yeah, it was rough. Blah, blah, blah. And people thought, okay, that's nice for the concert. Obviously, it's not staying there, right?
Right.
Oh, no, it's stayed there. Yeah. That's a banner at the freaking Staples Center.
So they look at it as a world champion. She's a record holder for selling out the most times at that one venue,
I guess,
right?
But that category didn't exist before.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's had this banner hanging up since 2015.
It's bogus.
Which is also the last time the Kings have won a playoff series.
Right.
So obviously...
coincidence? I think not.
I think not. It's Taylor
Swift's
banner.
Oh, the banner is the problem.
Yeah. So the Kings listen to their fans. They're like, you got to cover that up. The Clippers cover up, I think, all of the Staples Center during their games. They're like,
well,
they
what about the Clipper banners?
Yeah, they certainly cover up the Laker banners, that's for sure.
Yeah, but they also cover up hers as well.
Yeah.
So the Kings were like, listen, we heard you. We're covering it up. And what do the Kings do? They win their home opener. What do they do? Last night, not so much.
But
they won the home opener, so obviously it's working.
Okay, let me throw this out there.
Let
me throw this out there. Kevin, you can speak on behalf of all Kings fans. If the Kings listen to their fans, why don't they instead, get a goalie that doesn't give up 6 to 8 goals per game?
Whoa.
Maybe might
that's
help.
How you're
coming at Jonathan Quick like that?
Wow.
Isn't everybody coming at Jonathan Quick right now? He's literally, using the word correctly here, the worst goalie in the NHL this season so far, statistically.
What are you even saying?
Yes. Statistically, he is the worst goalie in the NHL.
I read an article,
right,
so I know hockey.
Claiming I know hockey. I'm just saying the problem with the Kings losing is more games where you give up 8 goals than it is a banner, and it doesn't matter that the banner has anything to do with Taylor Swift.
Did you think he was going to take this sitting down?
If the banner was Drake, it doesn't matter what the banner is. I'm telling you, the banner is not the Kings' problem.
Wow. Yeah, but we could not like it. And I love the fact that they covered it. I love it.
Okay.
Do I honestly think that's why we didn't win? No, we weren't that good. But
stunk.
Covering it is awesome.
Here's my question, Bean. And please be as truthful as possible.
Of course.
Does she need a banner at the Staples Center?
No, absolutely not.
It's so weird.
But it wasn't her decision.
I know, but it's so dumb to even have it up there.
I agree.
I think it's just the lamest thing. Like, the Indianapolis Colts will be like, we won on a Thursday, and they'll put up a banner. It's embarrassing.
The only one I could think of who has it, the Brooklyn Nets have it for Jay-Z because he opened it with a consecutive night sellout. So he has a banner where the Nets play.
Barclays. And he's a co-owner of her team,
Was. And it's at Barclays.
Yeah. Look, she sold out the venue for 16 times. Does she need a banner forever? No, of course not. But I get what the Kings are doing is they're trying to get people to be excited about something.
I'm excited.
But that's not the problem, is what I'm saying.
Right.
He's a dick! Not sure
I'm a dick.
He's a dick! He's a dick!
Why do you hate hockey?
No, I don't. I love hockey.
Why do you hate the Kings?
This is a great decision on the Kings' part, and I love it.
I think it's
you're not
hysterical.
A tiny bit embarrassed?
No. Okay. I hate that banner.
Honestly,
I'm happy to see it go.
I was embarrassed when they put it up,
yes,
and I found out it was staying. I was embarrassed for the Staples Center. Just saying.
Agreed.
Just saying. Guys.
Bad decision. Good one now.
Oh, I think it's horrible.
It's terrible. Mm. It's the worst. It's I hate it.
Right.
I mean, look at that. 1-1. I mean, just like that.
That's right. Nothing says winning the Stanley Cup like 1-1 at home.
Thank God they covered that banner. They're now 500.
I don't think I appreciate your tone, either of you.
I don't think I like this room at all.
If you're not excited right now, you better check your pulse.
Kevin Muggs and I aren't going to speak to you for the remainder of the day. Which will make for great radio. Some birthdays for you guys. Stacey Keebler, Usher, Thomas Dolby.
She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Still got it. Jared Goff and Stephen A. Smith.
Lord.
Silence.
Lord have mercy. And that's what that is. Earlier today, we announced Kevin and Bean's last breakfast with Green Day.
Love it.
I mean, it's my last breakfast. The breakfasts will go on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With the show. It's just the last one I'm going to be at, and I could not be more pleased to have a great band like Green Day doing their songs in a tiny little space, the HD Radio Sound Space. And we started giving away tickets this morning. Gave some away already. We've got them for you every hour starting at 9 a.m. throughout the day on K-Rock all week long.
By the way, just before I die, I would also like Green Day to play.
I mean, why not?
Right. You know?
Also, later this hour, by the way, Jen and Cody from Swings and Misses on the Radio.com podcast are going to be joining us. Is it time for Rams fans like you, Kevin, to panic now that your team has lost three in a row?
I mean, I'm a secondary Rams fan.
I know. They're your number
two team. To the Arizona Cardinals, who are much worse.
Yes. So you look at this as a successful season.
Yes.
So we will discuss that and all the rest of sports coming up later this hour here on K-Rock. First up, how did you guys get to talking about the worst concert you ever went to or the most embarrassing one you ever went to?
Well, I had tweeted something last week where I admitted that I had seen someone perform in college at a concert and that he performed the same song three times to end the show, which is like clearly the show's not going well. And you're just like, play the hit right. again. Play the hit again.
So it was Jay-Z and Kanye?
No.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I was at that show, though.
Didn't they do it like 16
yeah,
times
like 16
in a row?
Times in Paris.
The dumbest thing ever.
Everyone was thrilled about
that.
Yeah,
I love it.
This was not that case. This was that I saw Vanilla Ice in college. And so you know, I went to college.
Slow down.
Yeah, way later than when you would expect Vanilla Ice to be playing.
Did you say Vanilla Ice?
I saw Vanilla Ice in college.
On purpose?
Yes.
Kevin, I would bet there are hundreds of thousands of people who went to see Vanilla Ice and were excited about it. He was the hottest artist in the world for a minute.
Take it easy.
I saw him in like 2000.
Okay, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah, it was when he had like just released that rock album with like the Korn producer, and he had done Ice Ice Baby as like a rock song.
Yeah.
And he performed at like some frat party or something, and I thought it would be kind of, I don't know if it was funny, but I was like, oh, I should go see him do a frat party. So I went to it, and I regretted it almost immediately, and I was like, someone's going to see me here, and they're going to hold it against me, which is only funny because later as Hot Carl, I ended up opening a show for him.
Was anything about the show good? Like, were you surprised that he actually had some good songs?
No. I was just happy he did the Ninja Rap song. Not that he did it well. I was just like, good he doesn't shy away from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 soundtrack. But
did he do play the funky music?
What do you think, Bean?
He had to. Yeah,
yes.
He did everything you've ever heard of. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, he did Ice Ice Baby regular, then rock, and then regular again. And I was like, man, that's really what you're getting paid for. And then I think Tone Loc came out.
Oh.
I think Tone Loc did Wild Thing to end the show, and I was like, oh, now we're really just scouring homeless shelters. But yeah, that was probably the most embarrassing concert.
All right, let me ask you a question. So you have to be embarrassed by going to it. This is what we're looking
for. You don't want to be seen.
At 1-800-520-1067. But I've been to a lot of concerts because whoever you love wants to go, so you do it.
Yeah.
I think those don't count. If you're doing it
like when
for
you get dragged
else?
To Barbra Streisand and stuff, you're saying that's not on your watch.
I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. You have to be on your own accord.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's your decision. You saw him. You don't want anyone to know.
Like
so
when,
call a radio station and let's broadcast
let us know, yeah.
it.
Right.
Like when Omar and some of the other members of the Kevin and Bean Show intentionally went to Kevin Federline.
See, but now
it feels ironic.
Now we're getting to irony and hate watch.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Boy, we're threading a
yes,
needle
we
here,
are.
Man.
We are.
It's a concert you went to. You're embarrassed about it.
Yes.
Like if I decided this weekend, you know what? I'm going to go see Kid Rock.
Right. Yes.
That would be exactly what you're looking for.
That would be fitting.
Because if I'm seen at Kid Rock, all of a sudden I've got some splaining to do.
You know who I did see? I did see Christopher Cross at the House of Blues, and I was like in my 20s.
On purpose?
Oh. Yeah, on purpose.
Huh. See, I would totally see that.
I know, that's because I'm being like... But
was it great?
It was.
Were you in Yacht Rock Heaven?
It was not great. He,
what?
I mean, no, listen. Sailing, all those things were great. But
did he ride like the wind?
Yes, he clearly rode like the wind.
So is he again?
Yes, he did cool. The four songs I know. But then you also
did he think of Laura while you were there?
I don't think he did Laura.
He had to.
I don't remember it.
I saw Christopher Cross.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
And you did?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah, he was great. I also saw Chris Cross.
Wow, yeah.
Christopher Cross.
Great drop.
Thank you.
Let's stick to what Kevin and Bean listen to.
Right?
Christopher Cross.
Right, sure. Uh-huh.
Jackson Brown.
Mm-hmm. Saw Jackson Brown. Yeah. Numerous sure. times.
All right. Ellie, you don't have anyone that you're embarrassed to have seen?
No. I think, I do know there's a concert people were embarrassed for me. and that was when about six of my friends decided that we would go down to LA Live and get a little hammered during the day and then go see Yo Gabba Gabba Live because none of us have kids. And
right.
People were mortified for us. They're like, where are your kids? We're like, oh, shoot. Where are they?
Left them at the bar.
But I mean, it's Yo Gabba Gabba. They rule. Plus Biz Markie.
That says a lot about Allie, though, because I thought she was going to either Hootie and the Blowfish or Def Leppard, but then went to Yo Gabba Gabba. So technically, I'm embarrassed for the other two.
Oh, my God. A, Hootie and the Blowfish rule.
I do think they're cool.
B,
I don't think Def Leppard is great.
Def Leppard rules. If you could go to Def Leppard.
You got to be in Vegas and drunk, though, to go to Def Leppard.
As I was.
Okay. Check and check.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 1-800-520-1067. The show that you went to that you were embarrassed about. I think we got some great calls already coming in. Marcos up first in Cyprus. He's on line one to get us going here on K-Rock.
Morning, Marcos.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
We're great. Yeah. You got something to add to our list?
Yeah, Bean, love you, going to miss you. 20
Thank you,
years.
Marcus.
Gosh, oh my God, it's horrible.
Appreciate you.
Fish was the worst thing ever.
Oh,
ever.
This hurts me.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's not into them, he's got to sit through like hours.
This hurts me as a fish head. This really hurts me.
They're
what was the problem?
Playing.
I just had no clue what they were about. It was like a friend said, hey, you want to go? I said, sure, let's go. And it was just... I just didn't understand it. It was just instrumentals and lights. It was no
yeah, you
bueno,
can't,
man.
You can't walk into Fish cold. You have to have what? Some sort of understanding of their music.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, you can't walk into Fish cold.
No cold fish. Hey, guys, can't wait for Stryker and Klein in the morning.
Thank
love
you.
Oh, yeah, can we.
Whoa.
Damn.
How are you going to come at us like that?
Well played, Marcos.
Wow. All right, 1-800-520-1067.
Listen to Bean. Bean's upset. Yeah. You're not the one staying, dude.
That was,
but wait,
that was withering.
Does that mean we don't wake up as early?
Yeah, that we was, also don't get a paycheck.
Oh, right. Well, I thought it meant afternoon.
They
I thought
move
we were
afternoons.
There.
Oh, then I'm in.
Right?
Can we do that?
Sit in.
I think we may be off topic.
All right, okay. We'll take a quick break, come back. What's the embarrassing show? I'm trying to think if I should tell you mine or not, but I don't think mine counts because I was working the venue. You know, I used to do concert security.
Which,
oh so I didn't have my.
Wait,
I was one of those. I was one of those yellow jackets. You know those guys at the venue who like keep you from jumping up on the stage and stuff.
Yeah, you look
You're
at that guy.
That guy?
You look at that guy and you go, "I'm not messing with that dude."
Yeah, that was me. I was that dude.
Were they hiring people that look like they're made of paper?
Paper mache guards.
Yeah. The show that I saw though that otherwise I think would have been perfect for this was Menudo.
Oh,
I did see Menudo.
All right,
we'll accept that.
And it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. You're supposed to be embarrassed.
I mean, it was all in Spanish. I didn't understand a word of it, but I kind of enjoyed it. All right, quick break. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
Just ahead of Lana Del Rey, we're talking about concerts that you went to that you might possibly be embarrassed about now. We got Mark in Westwood. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank
Great.
You.
Great. Thank you for calling and for holding on as well. What's your show?
I'm sorry?
What show did you go see?
My show, I'm going to say I won. I went and saw Glee at Staples Center.
Glee?
I mean, were you like a huge fan of the show, though? Because that would be a success.
Well, I went because of my daughter. She was like 10 years old at the time, and she was really into it. And I watched some episodes with her. And
Were you standing up and singing along and clapping?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I went with a friend of mine. He came along just to keep me company. And I said, we're not doing this sober. went up to the bar, got a triple shot of vodka. And I'm like, $60, fine, sold. And surprising, and I've been to a gazillion times.
Who wants to take my 10-year-old home? I think we give...
Where is Leah Michelle?
I think we give Mark a pass because you take your kids to see lots of dumb shows, yeah. Right? Just because they want
to
see it.
Yeah, yeah.
How many Wiggles shows are you going to, Jensen? I mean, let's face it.
I'll probably end up having to go to a bunch of Blippi things.
Yeah. You're cool, Mark. You're a good dad. Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1360.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
I was not.
Staying up to date on the latest music is great. Staying up to date on the latest news is also great. So when the song ends and you want to know what's happening on the 405 or at City Hall, tune in to KNX 1070 News Radio. Breaking news, traffic, and weather. And when you favorite us on radio.com, not only will you be able to listen, we'll send you push notifications for breaking news. Plus, you can listen online at KNX1070.com. So get back to the latest music and we'll be here with the latest news. KNX 1070 News Radio. Depend on us.
All right. And now here's Lana Del Rey.
There you go.
Thank you.
It's red jumpsuit apparatus instead.
Good what? Sell.
Okay.
We did it.
I think that went well.
A lot of times you'll be delighted you got to see a concert. You'll hang onto that ticket stub. You'll buy the T-shirt. You'll brag for the rest of your life. Man, you can't believe who I got to see. That's not what we're talking about
here.
No.
Exactly.
We're talking about the show that you're embarrassed to have been at. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we go to Sandro in Chino on line 7, joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Veronica, you hang on. Sean, you hang on. We'll get to all your calls as soon as we can.
Hey, Sandro.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Morning.
Hey. Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing well. What concert were you embarrassed that you attended?
Minnie Vanilli.
Oh, Minnie Vanilli, yeah.
it was a shorter one.
That was the dwarf version of Millie Vanilli.
Honestly, that'd be a great concert.
I would go to that.
Like Minnie Kiss.
Blame it on the rain, we feel it last.
So was it embarrassing just because you saw them and then the scandal came out and you realized you'd been duped and they were just lip syncing?
It was just embarrassing that I actually showed up to the show. It was pretty bad. I mean, they brought out two shorts. You know, and it was just a horrible show altogether.
I mean, they were a huge band in America for a couple of years.
Grammy
winners, like four huge hits, and everybody was going to see them. I mean, you certainly weren't alone in getting duped on that one.
No, but you should be embarrassed.
Yeah, you should still be embarrassed. Yeah.
Completely embarrassed, and I'm actually embarrassed about calling and saying that. So,
yeah. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Veronica on line 1, please. She's in Whittier. I am going to throw down with Veronica. We might not even be friends anymore.
I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Who's your band or artist that you were embarrassed to go see?
I went to go see Willie Nelson.
Luck out.
Sounds good.
Luck
yeah, what's
he's
the deal?
He's a giant. He's a legend.
I don't even know what he sang. I just got invited. I could have said no. It wasn't like a pity invitation. But my cousin says, hey, dude, I got an extra ticket to go see Willie Nelson. And I was like, Willie Nelson, really? She's like, yeah, come on. And in my head, I was thinking, wow, he's old and he made a lot of money and he's famous. Maybe it'll be good. I don't know. Just give it a try. So I went and the guy's on stage smoking pot. I was like getting a contact high.
Yeah.
Talking about how he's just there to make enough money to pay off the IRS, and it was just really
It sounds like
strange.
A party.
it was a party, but I didn't go to work like I usually do and brag about, like, yeah. You know, I went to go see K-Rock Weenie Roast or something. They're like, what'd you do this weekend? And I'm like, not much.
I smoked weed with an old dude who owed money to the government.
He's going to die, and you're going to consider yourself lucky that you saw him.
I don't think
him.
That's true.
Allie, didn't you smoke out with Willie Nelson one time?
Merle Haggard.
Oh, it was Merle Haggard.
Yeah, but I was invited to go with Merle and Willie to go look for aliens in Roswell.
That sounds like the greatest day ever.
Pretty much. My news director was like, she can't go. Sorry.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to talk about it. It's really upsetting.
By the way, Willie got ripped off by his accountant and I think owed $16 million, $16 million to the IRS, which is why he had to tour like 300 days that year, was to try to make some of that back. All right. Taking your calls, 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Kim. She's in Los Angeles, line 3. This is a good one. You guys will love this.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. What's the show you're embarrassed that you were at?
Well, I'm going to date myself. I was a kid in the 70s, and this is when the Universal Amphitheater was outdoor. and my mom, we were just on the freeway, and we saw a bulletin board. And she's like, oh, my God, it's going to be Bob Marley and the Wailers at the Universal Amphitheater. So it was very impromptu. We drove there that night. We got the tickets. The show hadn't started. And we started looking around when we got in there, and there was a bunch of people with cowboy hats and all kinds of stuff. And then the band came out, and she's like, well, this must be the opening act. And then they started playing it with Waylon Jennings.
Your mom just read the sign wrong?
What?
It was Waylon Jennings. My mom has ADD. We know that now. And right. She's not good with details. So oh. She just saw Waylon.
She thought it was Bob Marley and the Wailers. And it was
awesome.
Waylon Jennings.
Unreal.
That's awesome.
I love your mom so much.
Did you stick it out?
For about the first 15, 20 minutes, because she was like, she was embarrassed. She didn't know what to do. Did we get our money back? God. No, so we just left.
All right, Kim, this is a very important question, and I'd love it if you know the answer. Did you find out after the fact whether Bob Marley was even still alive when you went to see that Waylon Jennings concert?
Yes, because he died in 79, I believe, and this was like 77, I want to say.
Okay, so, all right, could have been worse. All right, thank you for the call.
Not sure how.
Since week one of the NFL season, we've been having our friends Jen and Cody from Swings and Misses on the Radio.com app and podcast come in to talk about sports for the weekend. Now, do we feel like the relationship is strong enough, Kevin, that we can unleash one of Jensen's interests for
Absolutely.
Them? And they'll still come back?
I think they'll like us more.
Good luck. Right,
let's try it.
Jen and Cody. Go together like sports and trophies. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Sports.
We didn't have to play.
Beautiful, right?
Yeah. You could have just
beautiful.
Said no.
That's a keeper.
You actually can't have sports without trophies. It's kind of.
I quit.
No.
I will never be back on this show again.
You can
no
see where we thought it was
you.
Going.
No. It was worse than I even
I
remembered.
I say we keep it.
I say it never sees the light of day
again. It's 100% staying now.
I love it.
It was adorable.
Thank you.
adorable.
Now, sure. Cody, you are claiming that you have picked the Nationals as the World Series champions for this season.
No. I picked that they'd win the pennant. I did. I don't,
okay.
I, whoever wins the pennant for the National League is just going to have the honor of getting swept by whoever wins the American League, which I picked to be the Astros.
Okay, so Astros or Yankees probably are going to beat the Nationals. Or whoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but you thought the Nationals were going to go the whole way in the National League.
Yes, I did.
Interesting. So you weren't as heartbroken and devastated as the rest of us last week when the Dodger season ended.
The no. Dodger fan in him was.
No, I'm not a Dodger fan at all anymore. The Dodgers never paid me.
That part died.
Yeah, that part died the moment I got drafted by the Padres, and that my whole fandom just died.
You disgust
died.
Me. Where is your loyalty?
Right?
Oh, yes. Where's the Dodgers' loyalty in drafting an LA-born kid who grew up loving the Dodgers and he let the Padres pick me?
Right? Mike Lieberthal.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, wait. What? Sorry, I was going Mike Lieberthal.
You might need to let that go at some point.
No,
okay.
Never.
All right.
Never.
Okay.
But no, I felt very vindicated because I really thought that the Nationals starting pitching for in a 5-game series really matched up really well against the Dodgers. I thought.
But can't you share some of our devastation, Cody? Honestly, can't you at least feel some sympathy for
most
the human
wins
beings
in no. franchise
the,
history?
The human beings that you walk amongst every single day. Can't you at least give us a few days?
You're
to
a heartless bastard.
You don't, yeah. Yeah. He enjoys chaos.
I'm
That's
a terrible
a
person, and I okay. And there's something about it that just made me feel just so good.
You are a terrible person.
I loved it. No, yeah. Listen.
He's
I
gone to the dark side.
There are
guys.
People in the Dodgers. I'm friends with a lot of the Dodgers. I mean, Dave Roberts. I played.
Jen and Cody.
That's the end of the segment.
No, but like Dave Roberts is one of my favorite guys in the world. He was
and
my
Jack
bench coach.
Peterson adopted a puppy from us.
Yes, he did.
You know?
And, you know, Dave Roberts is one of my favorite people in the world, but I just did not like the matchup when it came to the pitching staffs. And
is his job in danger?
No. I mean, that was one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't type things. Because think about it this way, which every Dodger fan seems to just completely get out of their head. Kershaw came in. 3 straight strikes, got out of the inning, came back out. If he didn't come back out and Maeda came in and gave up those 2 runs, everyone's first thought would be, we have to fire Dave Roberts for pulling Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
That is just how
Kershaw?
Everyone is
so
reacting.
So there's a no-win in that game.
There was
right.
a no-win scenario. And by the way, Clayton Kershaw did not give up 4 unanswered runs in the 10th. That was Joe
that
Kelly.
Was not, that's right, it was Joe
which
Kelly.
Which was his second huge mistake of the night.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hate to say it, but it's how baseball fans live is there's always next year. So, you know, RIP Dodgers. Let's talk football for a minute. How concerned would you be if you are a Rams fan? Your team went to the Super Bowl last year. This year, Not so much. You've lost three in a row. Now, granted, without Todd Gurley, that hurts a lot. Terrible Jared Goff performance. What's going on?
I think like they're finding some growing pains right now, and I also think that having Gurley out, they just can't kind of reconfigure their offense fast enough. I feel like Goff's been kind of figured out, and not having one of his major weapons is just really hamstringing them right now.
That offense is really, really almost ran through Todd Gurley. Mm-hmm. And if Todd Gurley's out, now you got to go through Goff. And anytime Goff faces any defense with any, puts any pressure on him, he crumbles immediately.
They just don't have an offensive line. You know, like the guys are really, really young. This is some growing pains. Like, just bear with them right now, LA. Don't expect too much. Go to the games and get drunk. Like, just be a good supportive fan.
It couldn't help that they started 3-0, right? I mean, it feels like we gave expectations that they didn't deserve.
Just think of them as the Cowboys right now.
Right.
How dare you?
There's a lot of falling apart in the NFL right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, the Niners are just that good right
are
now.
Are they, though? Really?
I still can't believe it.
This was their litmus test against you guys, and I think that they passed it, honestly.
Yeah. Plus, it's Jimmy G, right?
I've been on that train.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not an unattractive man, if that's what you're saying, Allie.
That's why the Patriots got rid of him. Tom Brady was like, I got to be the hottest. And we're like, whatever. You look a little.
You're like, look, with that forehead, good luck. Sorry.
Don't hate it.
When is Gurley coming back?
Do we know?
Pardon?
Do we know?
No. We don't know yet.
Okay.
How badly he's hurt? No, they usually hide all that stuff.
Contusions are kind of weird. Contusions of any kind are kind of weird. They're kind of like sprains.
He's also kind of been playing banged up all season. That's another reason why the offense has not been firing off as quite as well as it normally would. And so, you know, we'll see where it goes, but contusions are like sprains.
There are a lot of times players go down and then somebody comes in that's untested and they stand up and they...
Which happened a bunch this season already. Yeah,
I like to call that backup quarterback syndrome, where it's like the rest of the team's like, oh, shit, our second guy's in there. We have to really step up.
But what about the running back for the Rams? Is there nobody that can...
No, I know they're not Todd Gurley. But to really step up, to really run the offense the way Gurley... The offense is literally built around Todd Gurley.
Gotcha.
To really bring in somebody else that is not Todd Gurley and run that offense through him, it's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Chargers are offense just as bad this weekend against the Steelers, too, right?
Oof. What can I say?
Nothing to like there.
How about the fans over down there? That was a Steelers stadium.
Every game.
Every game is the away game.
Uh-huh. My God.
It's the old Clippers adage of being like, come see LeBron James. Come see Michael Jordan. It's like they're not actually selling their own team.
Yeah, it was ugly. Their offense just looks anemic right now, and their defense is not able to carry that team. It's just... It's ugly. And normally, you know, the Chargers are always slow starters every year, but this is a very slow start.
Is it going to get better?
It could, because their division is not the strongest. Right now, the Raiders are 3-2, and I'm a Raider fan, and I know for a fact this is not going to last. So there's
didn't think the Raiders would win three games.
I'm
you said
blown
last week.
Away. I'm so happy.
You're ready to give them a trophy now, Cody.
Give them all the rings.
Three games.
I can't believe it.
Told you.
What a team.
He roots for chaos.
Yeah.
All right. You'll be talking about all the baseball, all the football. I assume you'll talk about that sub 2-hour marathon runner this weekend on your sports show today, too, as well, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll get right on that.
Radio.com app is where you want to be. You can stream the Swings and Misses show from 10 on, and you can also check out the podcast. Same place, radio.com. Jen, Cody, thanks so much. See you next week.
When you stream, no one remembers your name. When you stream.
Go. How about that?
Well, we're playing,
what about that?
Playing mm-hmm. Halloween music all the way up till the 31st.
What do you think about that?
And you get to vote every day on the Kevin and Bean Twitter account at Kevin and Bean. We got hundreds and hundreds of votes. Your choices were People Are Strange by Echo and the Bunny, which obviously won with 73% of the vote. And a very disappointing 27% for I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow.
It doesn't mean we can't play it.
We'll just put it in. It would be closer than that.
I did too.
Yeah.
We'll put it back in the competition.
Yeah, no worries.
It can still go in the hopper then.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't have a hopper, but yeah, we could put it back on the list.
We're getting a hopper. We've got to get a hopper.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be so bummed if you get a hopper right as I leave.
That would be great.
I'm asking for a hopper forever. just announced on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, Kevin and Bean's last breakfast. This time it's going to be with Green Day. We are so delighted to announce this at the HD Radio Sound Space on the 28th. If you want to be there in person, we got tickets you can win in about 5 minutes or so here on K-Rock and throughout the day at the top of every hour. Allie, what's happening?
Well, we talked about the whole China deal with the NBA and censorship and what's happening, and then South Park. We talked about this last week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is weird. DJ Zed says that he has been permanently banned from China, all because he liked a tweet by South Park. DJ Zed says, I got permanently banned from China because I liked a South Park tweet. No further explanation on the matter, but they, of course, had the episode called Banned in China, and it spoofed censorship.
It's
China.
Getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
They removed the show, as well as any discussion about the show as well, from the internet in China in response to that. By the way, Zed, born in Russia, grew up in Germany, and the German embassy in Beijing has yet to respond to a request for comment from CNBC. But, like, how do you find out you're banned from China?
Rejected!
Do you just get an email that says, you can't come here anymore? Signed, China.
I don't know, but...
I'm sure that's it.
But China is a dick of a country.
It's China, first of all.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
China, yes.
Guess what?
What?
Right, we're getting close. You know what I'm saying?
But we're not banning people for free speech, though.
Yeah.
No.
Are we?
They were banning people from being at press conferences and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's a weird story. You're right, for DJ Zed.
Yes.
To all of a sudden find out he's banned from a country with a billion people.
He just goes by Zed, if anyone cares.
He's a DJ.
I know he's a DJ, but
it sucks for them, though, because now they just have to watch another guy play with electronics.
Right? Have to have another guy press.
I have a good idea. If you can't see Zed, go to a guitar center. Watch a guy. Watch a guy practice.
Do you have iTunes? And you could just plug it in and then just, like, jump around and stuff.
Yeah, you have an aux cord?
Yeah.
I'm Zed now.
Is he the one that ate something at...
No. That's the guy who passed...
No.
Avicii at the...
No. At where it's all
dusty. Is he the one that ate something? I'm going to need...
Oh, I think that's everybody. That's how they stay alive.
Is he the one that...
You mean Burning Man?
Yes. Is he the one that there was posterior in front of him and he ate it?
Oh, but... No, that was Flume.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's not dead.
All right. Mm-hmm. Is Zed the one that's...
I assume he wants us to clarify that.
Yeah. Is Zed the one that's dating the woman that used to date the guy that used to be on
Patriots,
but then he went to Miami? Danny Amendola?
I can't even follow
that
story.
Is that Zed is
sure,
dating?
I don't know.
Why does it matter, Allie?
None of it matters. Oh, I thought he was the butt eater.
No,
now I'm even less interested in this guy. Who cares where
but
you're banned
from? But more
interested
if he eats butt.
Totally.
Just checking on that.
Come on. Who are you talking to? So Joker topped the box office for a second weekend in a row, bringing in $55 million at the box office. That's generating $543 million all told in its first 12 days of release. That's not Joaquin's laugh, is it?
Oh, no.
That's a different Joker?
I think it's just an evil laugh.
Okay.
No, right. No one's seen it here except
Kevin.
I have.
Do his laugh.
I can't do his laugh. Don't be ridiculous.
A little bit.
I mean, what is it? Give me the gist.
I can't do it.
A little bit.
A gist.
I can't do it.
Do it as Alf.
But is it like a...
I can't do it.
Or is he like laughing? Like what? I mean, is he like angry?
It doesn't sound fake like that, did it?
Right.
It sounds real.
Okay. But sinister. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Ish.
Like, give me a little.
No.
Is it like a loner's laugh? Like, it's not like, you don't think he's going to be
a loner's laugh.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Is it a loner's
the
laugh?
The first time you hear him laugh, you go, okay.
That's the Joker?
Psycho killer.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right.
And then the next 99.
Was that it? Did you hear it?
Let me hear it again. Yes.
That was it? Okay. Terrifying.
It is, right?
I get it.
Oh, dear. All right. Coming in second, The Addams Family, $30 million with their debut. Not bad. And then third, Gemini Man, $20.5 million. Will Smith playing himself and himself younger.
Uh-huh. Himself cloned.
What? Mm. Plot twist or spoiler alert.
Not really.
But you liked it?
I did like it, yeah.
Okay.
You have to set aside what you know about cloning, though.
Oh, yeah.
But then it's all good.
How much do you know about cloning?
While you were watching it, were you like, this isn't realistic? You, like, knew the science?
I know a lot about cloning. Of course.
Right.
I mean, does your clone have the exact same memories and habits and everything else you did? No.
No, certainly not.
And that's the way they portrayed it. So the scientist in me was disappointed.
I can't not right now. So you're saying they clone not only the physicality, yes. Like their mental stuff was all cloned as well, yes. And that's not realistic to you.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, or it's a small amount
in the world.
You only need a small amount of information about cloning to know that it's not going to be the same.
Right.
But I liked it a lot.
But someone with a huge
amount of knowledge like you
of cloning, it's like, I can't believe you even stayed.
And that's why it's so, for a number of reasons, it's insane that people are cloning their pets. But you understand, it's not your dog, right? It's just a dog that looks like your dog. It has none of the memories or habits,
personality,
none of it. Your dog does not live forever because you clone your dead dog.
Are you, now talking to people who are going to clone their dogs?
Yes, I'm just saying.
What's the possible audience for that?
For the exact same
reason. Is Barbara Streisand listening right now?
No, for the exact same reason, Kevin, that you point out what bugged you about Gemini Man, it's the same reason why nobody should ever clone a dog. It's because it's not your dog. It's not a recreation.
Right.
I just want to make that clear.
What a soapbox this is. Truly, I mean.
I'm saying I really enjoyed the movie, but you do have to sort of set that aside.
Right. Gotcha.
But I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Fourth place went to Abominable. And rounding up the top five, a movie that Bean keeps saying that he will check out, yet never will.
I'm almost there.
Downton Abbey brought in a good chunk of change. They're up to $82.7 million. And globally, $152.2 million. Who saw that coming?
Nobody.
Big money.
Unbelievable.
I am on my way.
You are not.
If it was showing in my house, I would leave.
I'm telling you,
it can't be less interesting.
My house.
I haven't burned the house to the ground.
It's great.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Is it great for me, Bean?
No.
It's not really great
okay.
for you.
No.
Some birthdays for you. We've got Usher. We've got Stacey Keebler.
Stacy Q.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is ex-wrestler, and she was on Dancing with the Stars.
My bad.
Jared Goff, Thomas Dolby.
She blinded me with science.
And Stephen A. Smith.
From this day forward, we're going to stop that right now.
We announced earlier this morning Kevin and Bean's last breakfast with... that band, Green Day.
How about that?
Woo-hoo! And then R.I.P. Bean.
Yep.
It's the last thing he's going to see in his life.
No. I'm healthy.
The lights go out forever.
It's not that. I'm just
R.I.P. Bean.
Do we do it? Do we have to sacrifice him at the end of the performance?
I think so, yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy
if they agreed to?
If you guys had Dr. Drew come out to put me down after Green Day.
Would that be crazy?
Yeah, you're on a bed, a gurney, strapped down, and then he injects you.
That would be the weirdest.
What's your
radio
final
show
meal?
Ever.
Toast. No, really, seriously toast. Though, what's your final meal?
Absolutely be toast.
They would never believe you.
That's the thing they feed you normally in jail. So they don't even have to go out of the jail to get you your meal.
What if you guys put me down at the end of the Green Day breakfast?
We don't have to. That's Father Time is taking care of that.
Okay. We're giving away tickets every hour throughout the whole week from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on K-Rock. And don't forget, you can also go to K-Rock.com to get an additional chance to win. But it is going to be super, super fun on the morning of October the 28th. It's our breakfast with Green Day. We're delighted to have those guys back. Like I said earlier, see him at Dodger Stadium next summer, of course. But why not see him in the HD Radio sound space with fewer than 200 people, too?
Mm-hmm.
Do both. All right, Allie's going to take us home with our final look at what's happening here on a Monday.
Well, this is just lovely. BBC One and BBC Children in Need have an album coming out on Friday, the 1st of November, where proceeds obviously go to BBC Children in Need. This album, you guys, it's going to feature all Doctor Who stars, past and present, doing cover songs. It's called Children in Need. Got it covered.
Kids are stupid.
Kids are not stupid. Kids are wonderful, and this is going to help a lot of people. But you've got people like Olivia Colman doing Glory Box by Portishead. You've got David Tennant doing a Proclaimer song.
Can they all sing?
No!
Okay.
No!
So this is like
cool, but at the same time, they're kind of dumb. Okay.
If you love bad karaoke, this is your album.
But I would want to hear David Tennant sing.
I would want to
hear Olivia Colman sing.
Wait, you
I
just got well. Told that they can't sing.
Well, I don't think they're horrible. And they're doing this for the kids. And if you're a Doctor Who fan, this is huge.
And Jim Broadbent has got to be, 80? I want to hear him sing.
I don't think he's...
He's on the album, too.
He's on the album.
He is.
Is
he's
he?
On the album,
yeah. Oh, yeah, he covered Blue Moon by Rodgers and Hart.
Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Helena Bonham Carter is singing Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell. That's a great song, you guys. But
it's great when you know it's better it. When she does it, yeah.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. But this is money going to a great cause. I do have one clip. It is Jodie Whittaker, the current Doctor Who, who is covering Yellow by Coldplay. You want to hear it?
Yes.
All right.
I mean,
I drew a line. I drew a line for you. Oh, what a thing to do. And it was all yellow. For you, I'd bleed myself dry.
Do we need
right.
that?
Oh, right, you I need many, it because you're giving money for
just
children
the money.
In need.
Just give the money.
I have many thoughts.
Go ahead.
First
Dean.
Of all, shame on you, Kevin, for playing it first time out.
I was shocked.
When
I was shocked.
Allie asked for it.
Gotta change things up, man.
How?
Gotta change things up.
I was shocked.
Plus, I agree with Kevin. We do absolutely do not need it. There's no reason in the world for that.
If somebody's going to make a cover, they need to make it their own.
Step
so
it up.
So there's no reason to do the exact same
but
version.
But it felt different because the Coldplay version makes me want to take my life. Uh-huh. It is such a sad, sad song.
But three...
Okay.
Her accent is so adorable that I love listening to any words that come out of her mouth, sung or spoken, because Jodie Whittaker is great.
Okay, so you're
kinda,
back in.
I kind of dug it.
That wasn't the real song. I have the real one.
I kind of dug that wasn't what we just heard?
That was Jodie Whittaker? Pretty backwards,
that was
but
a joke.
Let's try it.
That one he played is a joke.
Right, we didn't play it
this
at
is
all.
The, this is the real one. Better.
But have you heard the other track?
Wow.
Heard the other track on the album?
I have
to
not.
Raise the Kids, because I've got one I think you're going to want to run out and buy it immediately.
You'll never be dripping in my blood. It's only drops and bit from dust.
Miss Piggy can rule.
She's got a different kind of balance to me and be your ruler.
Okay. I mean, I can't wait. Really.
I mean, if you guys want the actual clip.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't know why we didn't do it.
I have the actual clip. Here we go.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Why would she do that?
1-877 Cars for
Not
Kids.
The song.
Donate your car today.
I mean... What's wrong with you guys?
It's going to be a good album.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
If those things were on it, I would buy it.
Yeah.
Now I'm interested.
Chance, yeah.
Is that possibly the first time we played the correct song? And then
I think so.
I just thought I'd change it up a bit.
Yeah.
But apparently that's unacceptable.
Felt great. Felt
very disappointed.
Children in Need.
And my day is ruined.
Got It Covered will be released on Friday the 1st of November. You guys have your flu shot?
Yes. I have to get it this next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
I've
of the baby.
I've never gotten a flu shot in my whole life.
Me neither. This will be my first one.
Oh, because of the baby. Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah. I have never gotten one either, Bean. I think we are in the minority.
When I was in Britain over the weekend, in all the chemist shops, you know, the drugstores that you walk by, they have a big banner out that says, get your flu jab.
Flu jab. You get punched in the face? That sucks.
They make it sound cool.
Like, yeah, get your flu jab. So I guess 'tis the season. Why do you bring it up?
Because U.S. health officials say there's a good chance that flu season could arrive early this year, judging by how it's been moving through the southern hemisphere in the last 6 months. The CDC says that the flu has circulated in the southern hemisphere, and it seems severe. That means an early arrival... It was pretty imminent, you guys. They're reminding people to get their flu shots before the flu actually starts to spread.
Oh, that's
they're
helpful.
Saying, yeah, now's a good time to get vaccinated and really start thinking about the flu and preparing for the upcoming season. Who's really starting to think about the flu? Like, I'm just going to sit here and think about the flu for about 30 minutes.
You actually had a flu shot.
I actually had a flu shot.
Really? How'd you get it? I got it right in the butt.
Oh. That wasn't the flu shot. He also...
Follow-up question there, by the way. Mm-hmm. How'd you get it?
Sorry, the doctor said it's important for everyone to get vaccinated because even if you're not a person at high risk, you're helping protect the other people who fall into that category.
I'm worried, though, with Jensen getting the flu shot that now his son will get autism. Aren't you guys kind of concerned about that?
No, no one's worried about that because that's dumb.
That's what I heard.
Right.
Yeah, I heard that lady on The Masked Singer say it.
Dude. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Also, you know that... Jensen getting the shot
won't affect my child.
Oh, but it might be. He might catch. Adler might catch it from Jensen,
or he might get it from my genes.
Yeah, you don't know, man.
He's already born.
I wear jeans every day. Every day I wear them. Yeah.
I'm going to wrap this up.
Reminder: hope everybody got their flu shots.
Right. Okay.
And Rite Aid, a lot of places are actually giving them out for like $20-$25.
Okay.
Just show up and you get a flu shot.
Right. Okay.
But you got to pay $20 or $25.
Understood.
But it's first come, first serve.
Well, that's how most things are in retail.
Very helpful.
Very helpful. Flu jab. Get your flu
jab. Get your flu jab.
Jab. Yeah. Don't hate it. And flu jab was the DJ.
The butt.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Some birthdays for you. Usher. Stephen A. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I have no guts.
Jared Goff. Stacey Keibler.
Do you want it again?
I do.
All right, say it.
Especially now.
Say it again. We'll edit it in post.
Stacey Keibler. Oh, crazy. That's Stacey too.
That's dumb. Why would you play that?
Oh, this is a misunderstanding. I'm sorry.
My favorite thing earlier was when Bean said, hey, Allie, before you play the Stacey Keach birthday, before you say it, give me a beat. I'll play something. And I said, you mean Stacey Keibler? And you're like, oh, this will work too.
Very different.
I can't believe he was able to still use it. Because normally you'd think it was something specifically made for Stacey Keach.
Dumb. Oh, and happy birthday to Thomas Dolby.
She blinded me with science.
He still got it.
Oh, that's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. You drive home tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. We've got animal stories for you. We've got Tyler Toffoli from the LA Kings. We have Hobo Johnson stopping by in studio.
Whoa, now that's a former get-up on this, wasn't it, for me, Jensen?
That's right.
And we have your tickets to Kevin and Bean's Last Breakfast.